A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. It's a beautiful Monday morning, and I'd like to lead us in prayers this morning to take charge of this week, to take authority over the week. Don't forget, we are operating in the supernatural. And it is the supernatural that controls the universe, that controls the world. For our meditations and prayers, I'd like us to consider the word of God in the book of Genesis, chapter number 32, and in verse number 28. Here the angel was speaking after asking Jacob, "What is your name?" He said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men, and have prevailed." The Authorized King James Version says, "You have powered with God and with men, and you have prevailed." What does it mean? It simply means, before you confront man, speak to God. Talk to God about any issue before you present that issue to any man. Do you have a meeting, an interview? Undo that interview. Settle it on your knees. The supernatural controls the natural. On bended knees, you take charge, you take control. And so you must be able to bend your knees in the place of prayers. And that's what we want to do this morning, praying. We want to commit that man, that issue that looks so difficult into the hands of God. There are people in our lives who are holding on to things that belong to us, who are not releasing those things because they're in position of authority or power. But we want to hand them over to the one who has control of the universe in his hand, God. The Bible says the heart of kings are in the hands of the Almighty God. And like the rivers of water, he turns this heart wherever he desires. And so he is the one that directs this heart to whatever direction or dimension he wants it to go. Why don't you let's talk to this God so we can hand over everything to him and then he can turn things around for us. What are we doing? We're simply operating in the supernatural. We know how to generate this power, how to make things or changes happen. Don't forget, Elijah, when he wanted to make things happen, he prayed. When there was no rain, he spoke and said, "Except by my word, there shall be no rain." And when there was need for rain, he prayed. Dear listener, you also need rain in your life, so we pray. Do you need a door to open? Then we pray this morning. And that is what we want to do. We want to power with God. We want to struggle with God in the place of prayer so we can prevail and prevail with men. We want to pray. Your prayer number one, you're going to lift up your voice and say, "Father, let great doors, amazing doors open for me this week in the name of Jesus. Every door that I have been knocking that has not opened, let it open this week in the name of Jesus." Shall we begin to pray? This is your time. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that doors begin to open for me this week. Every door that I have knocked that has not opened, I command you, door, hear the word of God. The Lord said, "I will ask, it shall be given to me. I should seek and I will find." The Lord said, "When I knock, the door shall open." I command every door to open. I take the power of God and I command you, door, open for me now. Let doors of employment open in the name of Jesus. Let doors of visa open in the name of Jesus. Let gates open for me. I command the gate of fruitfulness to open for me. I command the gate of settlement to open for me. Let the gate of employment open. Let the gate, the door of promotion open. In the name of Jesus, I command my doors to open. Maakute sekenteli na gaduza. Elito zovushka pakante sedebitosa. Ente kerudo suto yolobotusi kanta yalaba. Erato seke peruda. Woloto sepa anteke. This Monday morning, this day, I command. My doors are open. I command. My doors are open. My gate is open. And this door, this gate will not be shut. In the name of Jesus, by the power of God, my gate is opened. By the power of God, my door is opened. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray your prayer number two. Begin to command that man who is in charge or in custody of what belongs to you to release it to you now. I speak to that man, everyone in custody of my right, everyone in custody of what I want, begin to release it to me now. I command in the name of Jesus, release it to me, release my money to me, release my job to me, release my promotion to me. Every man holding on to what belongs to me, I command you to release it now. Every man in possession, in custody of what I want, of what I desire, release it to me now. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, and I command you to release it to me in the name of Jesus. I take it in the name that is above all names, in the name of Jesus. Nekeando zozu prana, release it now. I compel you to release it in the name of Jesus, and so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, Father, let what has not been working in my life begin to work from today. Let it begin to work well this week. Let things work well in my life. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I pray that what has not been working in my life will begin to work today. Let it begin to work. Let things begin to work. What has not been working well, let it begin to function well now, to work well in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. I want you to lift your voice and pray. Pray for rain. Say, Father, upon my life, upon my destiny, upon my family, upon my business this week, let there be rain. Lift your voice and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that upon my life, upon my destiny, upon my family, upon my business, upon my ministry, this week, let there be rain. Let a major rain fall for me. In the name of Jesus, my heaven is open. Let my rain fall. Let my rain fall. Let my rain fall. In the name of Jesus, let rain fall for me. This week, oh God, let there be no dryness in my life. Let my rain fall. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, my Father, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let my ground bring forth plentifully this week. Let there be results in my life this week, in the name of Jesus. My Father, I pray, let my ground bring forth plentifully this week. The Bible says the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. My ground, I take the name of Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, and I speak to you, begin to bring forth plentifully for me this week. Let there be results in my life this week. Let my life produce results in the name of Jesus. Let there be results. Let my ground bring forth. Let my business produce results. Let there be patronage in my business. Let customers come for my business. Let clients connect me this week in the name of Jesus. Let there be great patronage, and let God's name be glorified. Let there be results in my life this week. Amazing result to the praise of the glory of the Lord. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and subdue every opposition to your reign, to your result. Begin to subdue them now. In the name of Jesus, I subdue every opposition to my open door. I subdue every opposition to my open heaven, every opposition to my reign, every opposition to my fruitfulness. I subdue totally today in the name of Jesus. Let every opposition be subdued. I subdue you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works, through the greatness of thy power. Shall thine enemies submit themselves to you? I command, through the greatness of the power of God at work in me, let the enemies submit in the name of Jesus. Let enemies of my open door be subdued in the name of Jesus. Let the enemies of my reign be subdued. Let enemies of my harvest be subdued today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Ask that this week the Lord will give you great testimonies. Receive testimonies this week. Father, I pray that this week I will have great testimonies. You will fill my mouth with laughter and my tongue with singing, and your name will be glorified. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I decree that this week heavens be opened upon you. I decree by the power of the living God that every door you have knocked and that you are knocking, that you will knock, begin to open for you now in the name of Jesus. I compel whoever is holding on to what belongs to you or what you desire, I compel them to begin to release it now by the power of the living God in the name of Jesus. Because you have powered with God this morning, I ask that you begin to prevail with men. Everywhere you go to today and this week, you will prevail. Men, we submit to you. Men, we give you what belongs to you in the name of Jesus. This week, your ground will bring forth plentifully. There will be results in your life, amazing results. What has not been working will begin to work. What has not worked well will begin to work well, and God's name will be honored. I declare this week is your week of open heaven. It's your week of open doors. Your gates will open. It's your week of harvest, your week of result. I decree this week is your week of testimonies in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. You will have something great to show this week to the praise of the glory of God in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. It's a glorious week for you. Be expectant, and the Lord will make it happen. Support Daily Impact with Grace Man. Support with your prayer, support with your giving, your donation. Support by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contact. You may wish to get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all social media platforms is at Yemi Griezmann. The Lord bless you as you do. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Griezmann Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious and fruitful week, and the Lord bless you.